keeping you informed. This is Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
This Kansas Information Network update, sponsored by Gray Local Media.
I'm Victoria Cassell. Here are the latest headlines from 13 News. State laws approved this year go into effect today. Governor Laura Kelly criticized a blanket 1.5% cut to all state agencies going into effect. House Speaker Dan Hawkins says the cuts are a way to force the governor's hand in supporting tax cuts, which he says are needed because of the ongoing inflation around the country. Another bill, House Bill 2045, aims to reduce the child care shortage in Kansas by consolidating more than 20 state child care programs in the Kansas Office of Early Childhood. It also allows fewer education requirements for some workers. And under House Bill 2062, pregnant women can seek child support at conception. In Topeka, I'm Victoria Cassell, 13 News.
You're listening to the Kansas Information Network.
The Voice of Agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
The Tax Cuts and Jobs Act is set to expire at the end of 2025. Farm Bureau economist Samantha Ayoub says if it's not renewed, farmers and ranchers will face significant tax hikes.
Taxes are an expense. We already see farmers and ranchers across the country suffering from above average input expenses across the board. And if taxes were to increase next year, that is just another hit to the expenses.
Ayoub says some progress has been made in making the provisions permanent, but there's more work to do.
We've seen the reconciliation package, the one big beautiful bill, pass the House, and it provided permanency, which is ultimately certainty, and improved upon a lot of the provisions that are important to farmers and ranchers.
Learn more on the Market Intel page at FB.org and listen again here for more from the Voice of Agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
Miller Hardware in downtown Downs would like to wish you a safe and fun Independence Day. They will be closed July 4th and 5th to spend time with their family, so they want to remind you to hurry in this week for the big Valspar paint sale with up to $75 in savings. Save $8 to $15 per gallon off Valspar paint. Stop by now at Miller Hardware in Downs. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5:30, and Saturdays, 8 to 5, for all your home improvement, paint, or unique gifting needs.
From the Weatherology Weather Center, this is your KD Country 94 weather forecast.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. 92 today, under sunny skies, winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. 70 tonight, 91 tomorrow. Upper 80s Friday with a slight chance of thunderstorms. Warmer Saturday with highs in the low 90s, chance for storms continues. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on Z96.3. Currently, it's 72 degrees.
When you need bodywork done on your vehicle, call C&R Body Shop off Highway 24 in Beloit. They do paintless dent repair for hail damage and door dings, windshield replacements, collision work, and complete refinishing of your vehicle. C&R offers estimates and all insurance claims are welcome. Call Charles and the gang at C&R Body Shop to get your vehicle back to looking great again. Call them today, 738-6566, 738-6566.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Call Farm Bureau agent Jason Chancellor in Beloit at 785-738-2551.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, SNL PNC Group, direct written premium.
This is Alan Key, your local American Family Insurance agent. The Alan Key Agency, LLC, is proud to sponsor the Pledge of Allegiance. Contact me today at 785-738-2990 or stop by our office in Beloit.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Get excited for the Northwestern Well Service Fireworks Show at Glen Elder State Park this Saturday night. Big thanks to Northwestern Well Service and their gold sponsor, Cunningham Fiber, and silver sponsors, Wakanda Boats and Motors, City of Beloit, and Farmers and Merchants State Bank. Your friends here at KDNS KZDY ask you to tune in to 94.1 during the show for patriotic music. Make plans to head out to Glen Elder State Park for Wakanda Lake Fest throughout the day and stay till dusk to experience a fireworks show like you've never seen at this lake before. Make plans to attend Wakanda Lake Fest this Saturday, July 5th at Glen Elder State Park. Free with a park pass, come check out great fun, food, and activities for the whole family. Morning activities include the Glen Elder Fun Run, biscuits and gravy, the Poker Run Scavenger Hunt from the marina. Thanks to Cunningham Fiber, you can check out the Chainsaw Carver starting at noon, and the Wakanda Visitor Center will be open 1:30 to 2:30. Join the cornhole tournament, play some lake basket golf, and enjoy the food trucks. Several games, prizes, and raffles to enter to win. Bring your chairs, tents, and coolers with your favorite drinks and get ready for an evening of fun starting at 4 p.m. with live music from Shine Henry Tice, and Motor Co. brought to you by Wakanda Boats and Motors. Live auction and raffles, the night ends with a bang with Northwestern Well Service Fireworks Show at dusk. Three times bigger than any show we've ever seen at Glen Elder State Park, come check out Wakanda Lake Fest this Saturday. For more details, tune in here or follow the Wakanda Cultural Association Facebook page.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
KIN Sports, I'm Brendan Dorzinski. The Kansas City Royals knocked off the Seattle Mariners 6-3 last night, improving their record to 40-46 this season in the process. It was a big night for Salvador Perez, who went 3-for-5 at the plate and drove in three runs. He also passed Alex Gordon for sixth place on the Royals' all-time extra base hits list. Royals manager Matt Quatrero spoke after the game about how important Perez is to the Royals now and historically.
Not just the team, the history of this organization. Those numbers you're talking about are historic, and some of the greats in the history of this organization. And Salvi, team captain, leader all the time, plays hard all the time, never wants to come out, all the things that you look up to as a teammate and as a staff member. And for him to just keep checking boxes on the Hall of Fame career is really special to be able to watch.
Game 3 of the series is coming up tonight. Noah Cameron and his 2.79 ERA this season will get the start for the Royals, while the Mariners will counter with former All-Star Logan Gilbert. First pitch for tonight's game is scheduled for 8:40. KIN Sports, I'm Brendan Dorzinski.
Imagine a rustic barn set in the middle of an open field, horses grazing in a pasture, open prairie grasses waving in the breeze, with a beautiful lake background. Does this sound like the perfect backdrop to the wedding you've been dreaming of? Whether you dream of an outdoor, on-the-prairie wedding, or an upstairs-in-the-loft ceremony, we can make your dreams come true at Prairie Ridge Barn in Glen Elder, Kansas. With a 3-day, no-time-limit rental experience, we want you to enjoy your wedding and relax with family and friends. Contact us at prairieridgebarn@gmail.com or find us on Facebook to come and see how you can make our barn into your dream wedding experience.
Coming up, it's your KDNS KZDY Sports Bite with John Bowden, brought to you by Treb Construction in Tipton, your one-stop shop for construction, concrete work, and garage doors.
Wakanda Water, a division of Remus Plumbing in Downs. Whether you need salt, water, water softeners, or a new RO system, give Wakanda Water in Downs a call.
And Goddard Repair, specializing in semi and trailer repair on Highway 24 in Beloit. Proud supporters of your area athletics.
And now for your Sports Bite.
We're talking with senior at Beloit High School, Autumn Lorenz. Autumn, you've had quite a year. You started out with a successful basketball season your junior year under Keith Cruzine, then threw the javelin for the Lady Trojans, and then ended up getting second in the javelin with a tremendous toss of 135.8 at the state track meet. And then the Lady Trojan, of course, won the state title. And then you just topped off your junior year with a trip to Germany to play basketball. Going back to last fall, you use the fall. You don't play either volleyball or tennis, but you train for basketball and track. Kind of tell us about your training regiment, what you did last fall, and then what you will do this fall to continue to try to improve in basketball and track.
Well, usually in the fall, I just head up to the wellness center since that's a great facility I use. And then it's kind of hard right now. I don't have a track to throw jab or run or anything right now since our school is blessed to have this bond to rebuild a whole new track for having a senior year to run on a new track will just be absolutely amazing. And we love this community that supports our team so much. But in the fall, I usually use the facilities that I can to just get in shape and train for basketball, mostly get my shots up and just get some running in before basketball, because I mean, it's a hard season. It hits you hard in November. We start off strong getting everybody together, just getting that bond experience. And then, I mean, usually that first week in December, it's bam, we're playing Concordia. So it's, we have to start strong and be prepared for the season. So I try and use every opportunity I can in the fall to just get myself ready for that. And being a senior this year, I feel like I need to be that leader on that team. So just getting myself prepared so then I can help get the other girls prepared and just be on the same page with Keith is just huge. It's a big part of how the season's going to go. So that's what I do in the fall, just to get myself ready. And then if other girls aren't doing fall sports, if they have time, just trying to help get them up and get some shots up and stuff. But I mean, they're so busy with volleyball and tennis and cross country. Even some of those girls do that. So cross country, I mean, they're getting their own workout and they just run 3 miles. I don't do that, but yeah, so the fall is just a really good, crucial time for me to just get myself prepared and then getting into school, obviously.
We're talking to Autumn Lorenz, a senior this fall at Boyd High School, Lady Trojan. You were part of the state championship team, and you knew it was very important going into the state track meet in Wichita that they probably needed a few points from you and the javelin throwers. And lo and behold, a year ago, as a sophomore, you threw 132 at the regional in right here in Beloit to advance to state. And then really a little bit disappointed in yourself this year. I just couldn't get uncork 130 all season, but then all of a sudden the second throw of the state track meet, a little adrenaline hit, and you uncorked one for 135 feet 8 inches and ended up with the silver medal and added 8 more points for your team. And not only did you get runner-up as a javelin, but you also helped the team win a state championship. How did that feel? And talk a little bit about your season as a javelin thrower.
I mean, going into this season, having a rocky season last year as a sophomore and being able to make it, but then not even advance to finals, it was hard just because you just want to be able to support your team and just get everything you got. I mean, making it there is a blessing as it is, but then actually hoping to get on that podium, get points for your team, and ultimately get the championships, it's a lot. It's a lot to think about. So going into this year was crazy because I went in 4 events, and that's a craziness as it is. So our 4x4 team got 10th, so we again barely dismissed finals, so that was hard. But I mean, the group of girls that we have, we tried our hardest, and I mean, it's a stacked field out there. I mean, I feel like 3A 4x4 is one of the toughest competitions because I mean, we're all so close, but then it's like you got to pull something big to make finals, so that was hard as it is. And then long jump, I scratched 2 of my 3 jumps, and I had javelin right after, so that was hard because going from a super low to trying to get myself back up to compete was really, really tough because I wanted every event to succeed. So when you don't have something succeed, it's trying to turn that around and make something better out of it. So I didn't make finals in that. And so then I had to turn around and go to javelin. It was like, okay, how are we going to do this? Like, are we going to do good? Or is this going to be another sophomore year? So getting up there, it was just like, we need something good. So advancing to finals was just everything. Cause then I knew I was on the podium. It was just how much more could I get out of it? And so then on my second throw in finals, just unleashing one of 135.8 was just the icing on the cake. It was just like, the feeling when they called that out, I don't think I've ever felt in my life, of just this on cloud 9, just so happy. It was just the best thing ever. And then when Addison Budkey pulled a bigger throw and got herself into 5th place, she moved up a bit. I mean, that was amazing because she even pulled some more points. So just combining and getting 11 points out of just javelin was just amazing because those were 11 points contributed to get that ultimate state championship. And then our 4x4, we went in ranked decent, and then we came out with 8th. We had some bobbled handoffs, but I mean, we still contributed a point to our team, so that was amazing. So we had 2 of my events that podiumed and 2 that didn't. So if my other 2 events would have been good, man, we would have had even more points. We would have blown it out even more. But I mean, we almost won by 30 points, so that was just amazing. And then we knew this was the year for the championship, so I feel like all the girls were just putting their heart and their soul into this year. So when they called us up to the top saying the Bullet girls won that championship and getting that plaque, I mean, it was just, again, another amazing feeling that is so hard to describe unless you're out there doing it. So it was just amazing to be a part of this team, to contribute points to it, and then to just be on a, have a banner hanging on our wall to say, "Hell yeah, we did that." And hopefully we can do it again this year. I think we still have an amazing group of girls, and the freshman class coming up, I feel like they can contribute a lot to it. So it was just an amazing feeling to end my junior year with state championship. There's no better way to end that year.
Well, Autumn Lorenz, what a fantastic story. What you talk about, highs and lows of not qualifying and going in four events and two not placing, but giving your all, and then two that counted towards a team championship is actually phenomenal. Then that's hard to top off, but then you got a chance to go to Germany to play basketball with Team USA, thanks to the Heart of America camps in Salina at Candace Wesley, and kind of tell us about how the Germany trip came and about how you got to go to Germany and play a little basketball.
Well, I got a great opportunity. The head McPherson College women's basketball coach, Josh Nicholas, reached out to me and was like, "Hey, I would love for you to join my team." And I had no hesitation and said, "Yes, sign me up." Because, I mean, first of all, you're going to Europe, but then I get to play a sport that I love while being over there. So that's just amazing. So then we got everything scheduled. And then before I know it, I'm on a plane on an 8-hour flight from Chicago to head to Germany. And I was like, this is actually happening. And just everything we saw over there was so beautiful. And I mean, that ball game over there is crazy. I see why NBA and stuff is so crazy and overseas ball is so intense, because they play it rough over there. It was insane. We played three games, and then one of the days we had a camp where we played just like with all these German girls and then Austrian girls. Like, there was a combination of a whole bunch and of different ages, but we got to just meet so many amazing people and play some amazing basketball. I mean, we got to hold all the sorts of different flags and just be a part of this amazing game. But I mean, it was tough. Our first game we played, it was 55-50. We lost by 5, but I mean, hey, all these girls are from all over America. We have no idea how we're playing together. So it was like, let's just wing it. Let's see what happens. And I mean, we hung in with these girls who've been playing for years together. And then our second game, I think we lost by 2. They weren't really keeping the score the best. We think they were a little sketch, but it was still a fun game. We got to play with some amazing girls. I mean, it was a great time. And then our very last game was in Frankfurt. So we were in Munich the whole time, and then we ended up in Frankfurt for the last couple of days. And we played those girls, and we were like, we need to win one. And we did. We won 75-67. These were 10-minute quarters, so a 40-minute ball game. So lots of time to play and figure each other out. And after being with each other all week, I feel like we really bonded. And so getting a win was amazing. And then getting a medal to bring home was also amazing. So it was so cool. The girls that I got to meet were from Arizona, Florida, Idaho, Missouri. I was from Kansas. I mean, we were from almost every corner of the U.S. So it was so cool to make those connections and now have people from everywhere. But I mean, no, it was such an amazing experience, and I was so blessed to be a part of that and to meet all those people and play that ball game. But I mean, it was an insane trip.
Well, Autumn, it's going to be hard pressed to beat your junior year with all the things you've been through: successful basketball, second then state championship in Beloit and track, and then now your trip to Germany. What are your goals your senior year?
Well, I even get an opportunity before my senior year to end my junior year even with a bigger bang, because 2 days after I got back from my Germany trip, I had a track meet to qualify for the AAU Junior Olympics, and I ended up getting second at that track meet, heaving a throw out there of 133.5, so just 2 feet off my PR that I just threw at state in May. So that was an amazing opportunity. So I'll get to go into my senior year on a high, hopefully, because I head down to Houston, Texas, August 1st, and I throw, I think, August 1st or 2nd, actually. So hopefully I get to go down there and heave another bigger throw even to top off my junior year going into my senior year. So that'll be amazing. But I mean, going into senior year, just riding these highs and just enjoying life, enjoying my last year of high school, because I mean, after this we're adults and we got to go out into the real world. So it's just insane. But going into basketball season with a small group of girls, but just a family-like atmosphere, just bonding really well together. And so hopefully that'll make us a stronger team and have good connections to hopefully just dominate every team that we play and get as far as we did last year or even farther, because we'll miss those senior girls that help dominate in the post. But I mean, we have some good outside girls this year, and we have Reagan Cheney who's coming back, who will be a big asset this year. And so we have all these girls that are going to be leaders on this basketball team that haven't been before. So it'll just be amazing to see what this experience could be, and hopefully getting on top for basketball or getting darn close. I mean, that's always the goal. And we have Keith Christine coming back, so that'll be great. And then getting some good assistant coaches in there to help just make this a good family and just make this a great team. And then, I mean, track season comes real fast after basketball, and so hopefully all these girls will be ready to come back. And I mean, our senior class is huge in track. We all pull points. Dakota Gray is in everything. Brecken Boudreaux in the jumps. I mean, we're all in the 4x1, and hopefully some of these freshman girls and juniors and sophomores can all step up and contribute some more big points, because with Tatum Seifert out, who was pulling 20 points and the throws, Addison Butke, who is pulling, I mean, about 16 points as well. I mean, all these girls, Cassandra, Sophia Thompson in the high jump, we're losing some girls, Ashlyn Loomis and pole vault. We're losing some senior girls that hold big points. So hopefully some of these other younger girls can get some good experience and step it up. And I mean, I feel like we have a solid chance to get a state championship again, which would just be an amazing way to cap off senior year. So, I mean, I'm looking forward to this senior year. I think it'll be great. I mean, we're just riding the high and enjoying life right now.
Well, Autumn Lorenz, what a great young lady, and you need to go into radio for sure, because you've sold me on everything you've done and are going to be very, very successful in life. What a great junior year, capped off by a nice Germany basketball trip, and what some great goals and training in the fall in basketball and track, and we hope to continue to call your name on KDNS 94.1 FM.
Yes, thank you so much, John.